Another situation is the patient who's been diagnosed in the past but has never received an aromatase inhibitor. For example, maybe they received tamoxifen, or maybe they'd had no endocrine therapy. We presented a case like that where a woman had 5 years of tamoxifen, had a node-positive tumor, has been off tamoxifen for a year or even 3 years, and you see a substantial number of the docs in practice as well as the investigators will start an aromatase inhibitor at that point. What are your thoughts about this, and how long can it be since they've been diagnosed or treated that you can start an aromatase inhibitor and prevent relapses?
Well, of course, again, we don't have data that addresses a break in therapy followed by reinitiation of hormone therapy. So we are in a pure land of extrapolation. But by the same token, especially for high-risk patients, we know that they have substantial risk in later years. A fact that's often not appreciated is that for hormone receptor-positive breast cancer, there are more recurrence events after the fifth year than in the first 5 years. And so if you have a safe and effective therapy to apply at some point after 5 years of tamoxifen, there's every motivation to be looking at that. And we do have some indirect evidence that says that the timing of the initiation of an aromatase inhibitor may be less important than we think. I don't mean that it's not important to use it early. That's not my point. My point is that it may not lose much effectiveness when used later. And the reasons I say that is that we have a pretty consistent impact on recurrence, whether the aromatase inhibitor is used in the first day, the second year, or the fifth year of natural history. And another example of this idea is that when we talk about the prevention setting, in preventing ER-positive breast cancer using hormone therapy, and I mean specifically tamoxifen or more recently raloxifene, we don't know where we are in the natural history of the cancers we're preventing. All we know is one day a woman comes in and gets treated, and in the subsequent years, her risk of developing breast cancer is reduced. And so I think that it is not crazy in a high-risk patient to think about adding on an aromatase inhibitor when a clinician has the sense that an opportunity may have been missed in previous months and years.